This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Garfield Bowen.
Welcome to the Good Neighbor Podcast. Today I have the pleasure of introducing Stacy Malinowski with Mustard Seed Ministries. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It's a great Monday morning.
Okay, we're excited to learn all about you and your organization. Now, Mustard Seed, my recollection of the Bible is that's one of the smallest seed that grows to one of the biggest trees. Tell us a little bit about your organization.
Well, Mustard Seed Ministry was founded by four downtown churches in St. Lucie County. And the real reason for that was that the ministerial groups would meet. And next thing you know, people were calling the churches, can you pay my rent? Can you do this? And they would just write a check and give it to them. But when they went to the ministerial group, you found is that they were multiplying. They were duplicating it. And they said, okay, we've had enough. Let's create a clearinghouse where everybody can go to that one place. And that's kind of how it got started. In the back room in 1986, at a back room of a church off Orange Avenue, they allowed us to use that room to be able to give groceries out and pay a few light bills. They had about a $10,000 budget. Maybe throughout the year, they served, you know, close to 1,000 people that year. And that was wonderful. It continued to grow. Our founding churches was St. Andrew's Episcopal Church. It was First Baptist Church on Orange Avenue, First United Methodist Church in off 7th Street. And then we had the First Presbyterian, which became Indian River Presbyterian. And they all came together and they financially started to help us out and make that work. Now, where we are now in 2022, I'll give you our stats, that we had over 77,000 people receive services from us in the year of 2022.
Wow. That's amazing. That's really amazing. I know that the need is so great and the resource is so limited. So it's good that there's organizations like yours helping those people in need. How did you get into this business, Stacy?
Well, I was studying early childhood development. And again, I had an opportunity to take a position. And I moved to Fort Pierce in 1984. And my husband, to-be husband, was there. And I said, I don't know anything about Fort Pierce. I don't know about what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do it. And he said, well, you know, so let's go meet. So I said, well, I'll find something. So I decided to work for, I didn't work, I volunteered for the, then it was called HRS, which was now our DCF. But anyway, and the lady said, would you be able to help us make some phone calls to people that would donate Thanksgiving dinners to our foster children? I said, well, I'm sure I can do that. Do you have a list for me? She says, I do. And I said, great. So I started calling, and then I was getting a little bit of pushback from some of them. Well, no. Well, I decided that I needed to go a little different route with it. And she okayed it. And next thing I know, I started calling doctor's offices and things like that. And she goes, we never finished the list. So don't be upset. Well, I completed the list by the end of the night and said, every family is going to get that you've on your list is done. And we have sponsors for every one of them. And she's going, oh my goodness. That's how it started, as volunteering. And through that process, I was able to meet with some people that were working for that organization and said, you know, there's a job opening up with Children's Home Society. If you're interested, you should go look at that. So I did. And it was a job to work with children that were abused. And that's basically how it started. But the big part for me was how it came about. They wanted to know what kind of activities could I do with small children that didn't have much of a budget at all? And I'm like, okay, I've got an answer. And she goes, oh, and I said, what is it? And I said, we're going to paint. And she's going, oh, but that's going to cost money. No, it isn't. I'm sure I could afford 50 cents. You only need 50 cents? And I said, well, yes, because we're going to paint with her. The children are going to paint with their hands. And she said, what do you mean? And I said, well, they can put it in their mouth. We're going to paint with pudding. A little bit of dye in there that changes the colors. the kids had a blast. It went in their mouth. It wouldn't hurt them. She says, everybody else said macaroni noodle. You didn't do that. So, and that's kind of how the door opened. But I was very fortunate to be with them for 15 years and everything from child abuse to teen pregnancy to juvenile and governmental children to work with, children foster care, girls group homes. I had had the opportunity to have so many things that were exposed to me to learn all this that brought me to Mustard Seed. My son, I was younger and I was wanting to work less hours so I could have more time with him. So I made a transition and came here and I've been here 19 years. And I love what I do because all of it connects. It's helping and help people move forward in life. But more importantly, knowing that people care about them and that we have resources, they just don't usually know where they are. So at the end of the day, you know that you've done something that was not just worthy for to help these children and families. It was just an honor for me to be able to do that and have the knowledge and the wherewithal to do it.
So are you the director there?
I am the program director of all the services that we provide to this organization.
Okay, fantastic. And, you know, when you're able to find something that you're passionate about and you love, I mean, it makes it that much easier. You know, you wake up in the morning exciting to get to work. What are some myths and misconceptions of your industry?
Well, for people that don't know Mustard Seed, we've been around a long time, but more importantly, what is the misconception? People think that, because I got told this when I first moved, came in 2004 here, they said to me, you know, well, people just think we sit around the table and pray about everybody. That's how it works. Well, that's not how that works. We have a board of directors and a really great board of directors. We have services that we provide, but they're not just giveaway services. We were looking for people and they'll come to us. They'll walk in our door with a crisis. Our job is to be able to minimize that crisis as quickly as possible, stabilize, and then figure out why this occurred. 9 times out of 10, they don't have enough income. They've not had enough education to get them further in life. And our job is to work with that as well. Well, if you're not wanting to go back to school, then let's try to see if we can find a trade for you. A trade that will give you a little bit more income. Everything that we do is about trying to achieve financial stability, especially with the lower income poverty levels. And we actually teach a class also here at Mustard Seed, and it actually just started last Saturday again. And they'll work all day, 5 Saturdays in a row, 8 hours for the day. They have to make a huge commitment for this. And that allows them, we do the credit score training. We make sure that they in return get a list. They say it's exactly how we can help you clean your credit up. Not just say call Credit Karma or anything like that. We are definitely very hands-on and we have great facilitators in the community. I myself is one in our staff, but getting people from the outside by Dia Wilson, I'll just ask her. She is the executive director for the Division of Juvenile Justice. She's one of our greatest ones, as well as Kevin Singletary for the executive roundtable. So like I said, it's from the beginning of the door from the crisis to the day that we graduate them with financial stability. And we do that graduation at the County Commission Chambers. And again, some of these people never graduated high school. And this is one of their biggest. And yeah, when they put that certificate up, they just feel so unbelievably powered that they can do more.
We all hear your passion
for
organization. And It's amazing. Yeah, no apologies needed. It's really amazing the love that you have for what you're doing, and the need is great. So it's great that they found you and in that position where you can affect change, which I think make life a lot more meaningful. And you seem like a hard worker, but outside of work, what do you like to do for fun?
Well, fun is sometimes right now we're pretty tight because we're short staffed, which is really hard on us. So right now it's been a day off here or there mostly. But more importantly, I do love to travel. I do love I lost my husband about 12 years ago. My son's just got married a couple weeks ago. So that was wonderful. But more importantly, I do love to travel. And I have friends that we do quite a bit of that when we get an opportunity.
What's your favorite destination?
Well, by far, the most beautiful place I think I ever saw was Alaska.
It
was phenomenal. I mean, just phenomenal. But even in Florida, one of my favorite places to travel in Florida was a place called Dog Island. Some little hidden thing, but in most beautiful waters, it was gorgeous. But yes, I do love to travel.
Let's change gears a little bit. Life often throws us curveballs. Let's talk about one hardship, one life challenge, something that you can look back today and say you're better and stronger because of that. What comes to mind?
Well, just what I just said to you. You know, I lost my husband 12 years ago to cancer, and I sat there, and it was not something that was really prepared or thought that that would ever happen. And again, your life changes completely. 100% completely. You know, do we live, do, can we still afford the big house that we're living in? Can you, I got a kid in private school, all these things, realize it. But what I got out of that more than I am a lot stronger than I thought I was. And I needed to instill those same tactics with my son to make sure don't waller, don't do this. That's not going to help us move forward. We have to have a way that we know that there is. And first of all, my faith with God also was always in there. So making sure, you know, we need to do that. But I didn't realize how strong I was without saying, listen, how am I going to figure out how to do the pool pump? How am I going to do this? And you know what? We just did it one step at a time. Whether I had to go to YouTube and look up how to do something, I made sure that we could take care of ourselves. And we did move, and I'm happy in a wonderful place. And my son lives in Orlando and life is good. But they were challenges. And those things that you learn are also things that when we sit down with a family that lost something, how do we talk to them? How do we do? And we're trained to do those things and making sure they understand why, that, you know what, it's going to hurt for a while. We have to be honest with them, but we don't want to turn our backs on them ever. That's a big deal for us, is trying to make sure that we help anybody and everybody that we can based upon the process we do to be able to vet people. People just think we just give them a check and let them go. That's not it at all. You need to bring in, you have to do an application. You have to bring your identification. You have to indicate what is the crisis that brought you to this situation. Well, my transmission went out. Do you have a receipt for that? And sometimes they'll tell me no. And I said, but every automotive has your name, has the customer's name when they buy in case the part doesn't work. And I said, so if you'll go get that part list, I'll accept that crisis. Okay. So there is accountability. And when we come, we just don't hand out. We have 17 services that we provide to the community, from rent to utilities, from being able to help them find medical homes, prescription assistance.
On that topic, Stacy, I'm going to ask you to mention one thing that you want our listeners to remember about Mustard Seed Ministries.
That we are an agency that's been around since 1984. And again, nonprofits are really struggling quite a bit, but we'll let you know that we're here for everyone that walks in this door, how we can help them. And if you know somebody that is in need, if you know that a client is struggling, if you know a friend, if not, but you know what, you can know that, that we have two locations, one in Fort Pierce and one in Port St. Lucie. And the, would you say something?
No, I was going to say, I know what's on the first, everyone's mind right now is hearing this. And the word is how. How can our listeners get more information?
Sure. And again, they can call 465-6021. And you can ask for myself. I would direct wherever. We would love for someone to be able to maybe give of themselves to volunteer. We could always use volunteers in both locations, as well as an address. I can also let you know our Fort Pierce location is 3130 South U.S. Highway 1. In Fort Pierce on the corner of Edwards Road and US 1. And Port St. Lucie is 8311 South US Highway 1. And they're down there, you still would call the 465-6021 and we connect with both stores.
And do you have like a website?
We do. We do. And it's mustardseedslc.org.
Well, Stacy, I really appreciate having you on the show. We wish you and your organization the very best.
Oh, well, great. We thank you very much. And I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Port St. Lucie. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpportstlucie.com. That's gnpportstlucie.com. Or call 772-362-3840.